One question to help you prioritize you and your health, even when you are busy. Good morning for coming in. If you're on replay, drop a replay. So it comes up a lot, and I think we're all busy, and these are all legit reasons. But when we ask this question, which is the ghost of Christmas past, which we ask a lot, which is, what happens 5 years from now if nothing changes? So what happens if we don't do X, if we don't do Y, if we don't get started with our exercise, if we don't start fitting in, what happens 5 years from now? And I would take, most people won't do this, but I would take 5 minutes to actually just answer that question. What happens if I don't get a handle on this habit that I keep saying I'll do tomorrow? What happens 5 years from now? And it's a time awareness to sit back and go, yeah, what are my habits doing? Because at the moment we feel like it'll be easier tomorrow, but eventually it's going to get a little bit harder every day that we leave it. It's easier to actually start today, even if you lower your expectations, even if, like I said yesterday, like I've been, this has been the theme this week, fitting in and scheduling into your diary, whether it's a 1 minute workout, whether it's a 5 minute workout, whether it's a 10 minute workout, something that you can do even on your busiest, most stressful day, and see what will be different a year from now from doing that 1 minute, doing that 5 minute, and start there. You start building your fitness, you start to do little exercises. And yesterday I only had a chat with someone, they were like, I started to realize just how much I've lost from not doing it by just doing a 1 minute, just doing a few squats in on there. I was like, and it's interesting because you don't realize what you don't have in terms of strength, in terms of fitness, until something happens. We trip a bit. We have to go on that long walk. Summer's here and everyone drags us out and they're like, yeah, let's go for a walk. And you don't want to be lagging behind. I had a chat with someone recently. They were like, it's the first time I felt so much more confident. I was on holiday and I was just doing stuff. And I actually stopped and realized I'm not really out of breath and I'm keeping up with everyone. Either they've got slower or you've got quicker. That's my conclusion. I love how the negative bit comes in. It's like, maybe they've got slower. She wouldn't accept that. You know, maybe you've been exercising for 3 months and you've got a lot fitter, which is awesome to hear. So, morning, Sarah. So, question for you today. What happens 5 years from now if nothing changes, if you don't get a handle on this? Have an awesome day. If you are interested in our summer kickstart, comment with summer below. We got our next kickstart starting after the weekend. Any questions, let me know, and I'll see you.